It's Monday, November 27th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. In one of the deadliest attacks in Egypt's recent memory, at least 305 people have been killed, including 24 children, at a mosque on Friday, reports Christian Today. The murderers brandished an Islamic State flag. The first bomb ripped through the mosque during Friday prayers, the high point of the Islamic weekly worship pattern. Then attackers approached in 4 off-road vehicles, opening fire on the worshippers, according to Reuters. Egyptian forces are battling a stubborn Islamic State affiliate in the region, one of the surviving branches of the militant Muslim group, after it suffered defeats by U.S.-backed forces in Iraq and Syria. More than 50 ambulances rushed people to hospitals as the injured total was placed at more than 125. Last Friday, Poland's lawmakers approved a law that will phase out Sunday shopping by the year 2020, despite criticism that it may eliminate thousands of jobs, reports the Miami Herald. Last Thursday, the Church of Sweden encouraged its clergy to use the gender-neutral term God instead of referring to the deity as he or the Lord, reports the UK Telegraph. Priests can now open their services by referring to the traditional Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, or the gender-neutral phrase, in the name of God and the Holy Trinity. Isaiah 9:6 declares, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Democrat Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi appeared yesterday on NBC's Meet the Press with Chuck Todd to discuss whether Democrat Congressman John Conyers should step down as ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee following sexual allegations against him.
What is a fireable offense? You say it's zero tolerance, yes. But what does that mean if you're saying John Conyers, who already had due process, gets to stay right now?
Well, as I said, we've asked for the Ethics Committee to review that, and I believe will do the right thing.
One member, Gregory Meeks, has already called for him to be withdrawn as ranking member. Isn't that in your power? Can't you decide that he should be suspended as ranking member on judiciary of all committees for him to be ranking on?
This will happen during the Thanksgiving break. When we come together at the beginning of this week, I think John will do that.
You're not going to unilaterally make this decision?
I'm not sharing that with you right now.
Following that interview, Congressman Conyers stepped down yesterday afternoon as the ranking Democratic member of the House Judiciary Committee. Last Wednesday, U.S. District Judge Lee Yackel in Austin struck down parts of a Texas law that would ban the most common type of second trimester abortion in the state, after plaintiffs argued that abortion was safe, legal, and necessary for women's health, reports the Christian Post. Republican Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said that his office had appealed the decision, adding that Senate Bill 8 was lawful and protected, quote, unborn human life from ghastly dismemberment abortions, end quote, which kills unborn babies by tearing them limb from limb while they are still alive, causing the unborn victims to bleed to death. Since April 2016, Target has had a policy of allowing men into women's restrooms and fitting rooms. That's why conservative groups critical of Target's policy are stepping up their boycott this coming Christmas, urging conservative shoppers not to support what they call a, quote, radical social agenda, end quote, reports the Christian Post. Lance Ray of the watchdog group Second Vote said that last year its hashtag Anywhere But Target campaign helped to see a 3% drop in sales over the Christmas season for Target, along with a 43% decrease in profits. Plus, Target stock is down 30%. Incredibly, despite the boycott of Second Vote and the 1.5 million Christians who have signed the Boycott Target petition by the American Family Association, Target has dug in their heels and refused to see the light. Watch the 30-second video that we have posted in our transcript today at theworldview.com and share it on your social media platforms. Gabrielle Douglas, the 21-year-old Olympic gold medal-winning gymnast, revealed last Tuesday that she was sexually assaulted by Dr. Larry Nassar, a Team USA gymnastics physician, and was conditioned to stay silent, reports the Christian Post. while Nasser has pled guilty to 7 counts of first-degree criminal sexual assault in Michigan's Ingham County Circuit Court, Douglas was not one of the initial women who came forward with the claims. A proposed policy would require Delaware government schools to actually allow kids to select their own name, gender, and race without parental consent, reports World Magazine. Liberal activists call the regulation an anti-discrimination policy that protects children, but pro-family groups say it undermines families and pushes a false narrative about gender and race. Delaware residents only have until Monday, December 4th, to express their outrage to the Education Department. Former President George H.W. Bush became the longest living president in U.S. history at 93 years and 166 days old on Saturday, reports the Washington Examiner. 1 in 5 women are childless at 45, and they're having fewer offspring than ever, reports the Daily Mail. Psalm 127, 3-4 says, "Children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from Him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children born in one's youth." Today is Cyber Monday. Americans are expected to spend $6.6 billion online, which would be the largest online shopping day in U.S. history. That compares to the $5 billion we spent on Black Friday, according to Adobe Analytics. And finally, Christians love Chick-fil-A. Maybe it's their great chicken or their polite staff. Perhaps it's Chick-fil-A's financial support of Christian concerts and biblically-based marriage seminars. Or maybe it's their bold stand to close their 2,200 locations on Sunday to honor the Lord's Day and allow their employees to attend worship. According to Morning Consult's 2017 Community Impact Ratings, 62% of evangelicals consider Chick-fil-A to have a positive impact on their community, compared to 48% of Americans on average. To be sure, Chick-fil-A honors the fourth commandment found in Exodus 20, verse 8, "Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy." The Lord has blessed Chick-fil-A as a result. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Monday, November 27th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.